Hello, it's me, Ben, from the podcast Bunta Vista. This is just a little message to say that we have a live show coming up. Our second ever live show. We have been doing this now for 7 years. We are soon coming up on 700 episodes. So far, the only live show that we have done in person was to about 30 to 40 people in the regional hub of Gympie, Queensland. That was a lot of fun. We have decided we should probably do a larger, more accessible version of that, by which I mean putting it in the city that everyone lives, Brisbane. We're going to be doing that on June 15th at Newstead Brewing Co. We have a very large room upstairs from the venue where we will have a bar set up. We got the space for like the whole night, and I think it's going to be a really good time. You can get tickets for that at buenavista.com/live. We'd very much love to see you there. I think it's going to be a very lovely time. That's it from me. Until for the next hour, you're also going to hear from me because I'm on the episode you're about to hear. Love you. Bye.
And welcome back to Bunta Vista, right here on Triple J. You just heard the new banger from the Durry Smokers. I smoked my last Durry outside Rev's. We've got a massive night coming up here, so grab yourself a Bevington, get some chill vibes happening, and stay with us here on Triple J. Got some new tunes coming up for ya. It's an artist revolutionising what it means to take Dexies for self-diagnosed ADHD in NAM. It's Greasy Kevin. But hey, how's your weekend going? What's your vibe? Let us know how your Sunday sesh is going. Text us in 1-800-317-515. Let us know and you could win a signed Bong Sucker's bucket hat. Hey Ben, what's your sesh, Bev?
I hate you.
What's your sesh, Bev? What's your Bev for a sesh?
When I'm having a sesh, like, you know, with my boys, with my folks, not my family. I mean, just like, I don't really look at the gender of the people around me because
with your chosen family.
With my chosen family.
Your folks, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on those, have you guys been getting those, the Instagram ads for the, it's like the hip flasks that look like they're paint thinner cans.
No.
And they're like fancy, like gentrified hip flasks.
Oh,
what are these? I just tried to type in gentrified hip flasks. I don't think that's gonna give anything.
Hey, when's the last time you got a yeast infection at the Brunswick Green? Text in and let us know. 1-800-317-515. We've got bops coming up for you from the Nang Huffers, the Chicken Crimpies, and the Hilltop Hoods. Hey, when did you last get a pap smear at the doctor? Text in, let us know, 1-800-317-515. Giving away two tickets to next weekend's Munted Fest in Bondi for you and your mates. You're listening to Triple J. And hey, was the last dick you sucked circumcised or uncut? Text in, 1-800-317-515, let us know. You could win a free neurodivergency affirming assessment from Brunswick Psychology. Hey, Andrew, the text line's popping off. Sage from Castlemaine wants to know, where's the craziest place you've logged on to a Zoom therapy session?
Oh, crazy story, but I was at the zoo getting on Zoom.
Oh, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
That's
I did
mental.
Get a yeast infection there also.
Yeah.
Is that the venue in Brisbane or the place where the animals are?
No, the actual zoo. Yeah, the actual right. zoo. Was there for my court mandated child visitation.
Supervised.
Yep. Via Zoom, you know?
Yeah.
That's the irony. The pandemic. Wow. Remember that?
Pandemic. Wow. Bloody flashback. Blast from the past.
Yeah, it's really retro. Kind of vintage at this point, I think, actually.
Yeah.
The Paddy D had kind of Y2K vibes. Anyone else notice that?
It had Y2K vibes.
I want to find what these fucking things are. This is making me crazy.
You sound crazy. Sorry, what does a tin of paint thinner look like, first of all? Well,
you know when you'd get like...
Oh, I see. Oh, so it's like the little can one.
They kind of look, they're like rectangular. They look almost like, you know, when you get a big bottle of olive oil and they're in those like big metal...
Like the big metal
things.
Mm-hmm. Rectangle sort of canister. Yeah,
but imagine
and
one of those.
That's what's cool to have a sesh bev out of.
Yeah, that's, I'm having my sesh bevs, that's what I have. Like it's like a small one of those. You'd almost call it like a miniature jerry can full of gin. Miniature jerry can gin. Come on, this has got to give me something. No, this is people that have fucking... They've retrofitted old jerry cans into portable bars, sort of like an Etsy type thing people are doing.
Wow.
Oh, and
but anyway,
that's
what's cool.
And you know what I'm talking about. See, that's the thing. It's so cool that I can't know about it because I'm 33 years old. God damn.
When I'm having a sesh, I'm drinking Byron Bay Brewing Lager.
Yeah, no. That's a sesh bev.
That's
if
a
I've
sesh,
ever
bev.
Seen
sesh
one.
Bev, and like the logo, it just makes me think of being in Byron, which is the most authentic thing you can do.
It's so authentic to be in Byron.
It is. It's just so authentic.
I just get out of the car. Oh,
oh, I'm God, being so authentic right now.
So authentic.
Oh damn! Hey, bro,
never
you
been.
Look authentic as fuck. I say to the people around me. Those Diablo sticks are so fucking authentic, bro.
People still doing those?
I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
Somebody out there's doing them.
I hope so.
In Bondi, maybe.
This is a podcast where we cover the important stuff. Sort of fashionable small tins of alcohol that I can't find the name of. What
and
it means to be
in Byron. Still doing Diablo sticks?
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that we should be chatting about. And the stuff we should chat about is a thing that we cover in a segment called Stuff We Should Chat About. It's time for Stuff We Should Chat About.
Ben, I really appreciate this as a segment that you have invented solely for stuff I can't find any other reasonable way to talk about amongst the like 20 to 30 segments. That we do on the show.
In the 500 segments, nothing is covered by what I'm about to bring up. So I've done something here that I would normally never do, in that I have taken something for the show from a conversation that was happening in Discord, literally this morning, because I saw this and it is making me absolutely crazy. Someone posted a sort of a meme image that referenced something in real life, and I went to check if it was... real, if it was a real thing. And then I found an article from the BBC from 2013. I'm just going to read you a couple of paragraphs from this. Let me know what you think. Abby and Brittany Hensel are conjoined twins determined to live the normal active life of outgoing 20-somethings anywhere. They've been to university, they travel, they have jobs. But how easy is it for two people to inhabit one body?
Is it one body?
So...
Is it two bodies that are like like someone's put a lighter up to the edge of a G.I. Joe and then...
That's a brutal way to describe that. But they are conjoined twins to the extent that they share one torso, two legs, two arms, but they have two necks, two heads.
Oh, that's the worst kind,
but they,
right?
But they share... I don't know.
Like for them, for like, them.
What kind of conjoined twin would you prefer to be?
I'd prefer to have a separate... Separate torso, maybe.
Yeah, you want your own.
I think, look, my personal opinion about the worst type to be.
Is the person reading this?
No, it's the, I remember seeing years ago some kids and they were like trying to operate on them and split them up. And they were top of the head to top of the head.
Oh, that is a tough one.
Yeah, that's like, are you getting around on a unicycle? What are you doing? That's logistic nightmares way beyond.
Would a unicycle help? Well, that circumstance specifically, it's one of them walking alongside.
Yeah, well, we've got e-scooters now. So yeah.
The tech has come a really long way.
I can't believe conjoined twins exist. Like
it's crazy, right?
It's crazy. I mean,
it's very uncommon, and people mostly don't survive. But these guys are well, at least thriving. In 2013.
I'm hearing reports that they're thriving.
Well, they're sort of thriving. Just to clarify, so they do share a torso, but in that torso is two sets of lungs, two hearts, two stomachs, one liver, one large intestine, and one reproductive system. So some stuff shared, some stuff individual.
Oh.
Doubles is better.
Doubles is better. Triples it's safer that way.
Triples would be best, but you don't want to be greedy, you know?
Like most 23-year-olds, Abby and Brittany Hensel love spending time with their friends, going on holiday, driving and playing sport, such as volleyball, and living life to the full. So these guys are my age. That's crazy. And Lucy's age. Crazy.
23.
They were 23 in 2013.
Oh. So, <yeah. laughs> I was going to say, was this a new bit we're doing?
We're in our early 20s. And we're all single. the identical conjoined twins from Minnesota in the United States have graduated from Bethel University and are setting out on their career as primary school teachers with an emphasis on maths. Although they have two teaching licenses, there is one practical difference when it comes to the finances. So these guys, they each have a degree. They each paid for their degree individually, right?
That's a fact.
Quote, obviously, right away, we understand that we are going to get one salary because we're doing the job of one person, says Abby.
Disagree.
They get paid as one person.
I get... I guess you'd have to. You shouldn't have to pay for two degrees.
That should be illegal.
I think the deal should be that it's just one everything. You only got to pay for one ticket to something.
Yeah.
Pay for one degree. Yeah.
One seat on the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, you get two seats, obviously, but you should only have to pay for one of them.
Yeah, I think they would need two seats because they are a little wider than the average person.
Wow, Ben.
Because they have two heads. What? This just seems... I don't think that you... There should be some sort of labor law that is just like, oh, we absolutely cannot give one salary to what is functionally two people.
It seems like a weird kind of like... spin on like the reproductive rights kind of argument where it's like, do you recognize this legally as two people?
Oh, yeah.
And if you do, surely you must. Two people.
Yeah. Like you're calling them by different names because they're individuals.
But yeah, it's like two people who have to show up and you're getting like 16 hours on an 8-hour shift. You're getting, you know?
They both have to be there.
Yes.
New management hack to get...
just hire only conjoined twins, get double the hours.
I just want to say to anybody listening, if you are a conjoined twin, your kind is the best kind. Okay?
You do have to pay for two Patreon subscriptions, though.
You've actually been stealing from us people. If you've only been paying for one.
Yeah.
Unless
one of you hates the podcast and the other one loves the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe they're using one really big set of over-ear headphones, you know? Oh,
I'd get a headphone splitter and two sets of headphones, personally.
Oh, money bags over here.
I read that this morning and I've been completely unable to stop thinking about it. There's no way that can be right.
Taking home your one paycheck.
Like,
whose name do they put
it in? Paying for your 2 degrees, taking home one paycheck. Like,
whose name do they put on the paycheck? Yeah. Yeah.
Because if my name's not on the paycheck, I am looking at my phone the whole fucking time.
Yes. You're getting one of us. You're getting Abby.
You
are not getting Brittany.
You cannot have Brittany.
Yeah. As some of us with small children understand, they don't shut up. They will not stop asking you things. They're desperate to learn stuff or to complain about someone else. Right?
Yeah. It's not a good look. It's so desperate.
So I think that in this case, you've got twice as many teachers to say, he did what? No, I don't care.
That's like,
go sit down.
They say basically exactly this. There's a quote here where Brittany says, one can be teaching and one can be monitoring and answering questions. So in that sense, we can do more than one person. Yeah, because you are more than one person.
In the sense that you are two people.
You are two people. Fuck you, pay Brittany. Or fuck you, pay Abby. Like, whichever one is not the one that's on the paychecks. This information is 10 years old, so maybe they're in a position now where that's different.
Can't rush these things, though.
Yeah, well, who knows? But also, I don't want to get into tawdry speculation here as well, but one of them is married.
I was going to say, is this the same ones that were in the news recently because one of them just got married?
Oh, maybe. That might be
one. And there was stories about the that was from the husband saying like, oh no, I'm only married to one of them. Because yeah, obviously that was like, the first thing everybody asked.
Oh no, yeah. I barely know her sister.
Yeah.
We don't really
fucking hate her.
It's like they're individuals. They're people. Like of course this isn't going to be a convenient like, oh, we're both fucking my husband situation. This is going to be a very fraught thing to navigate. That's terrifying. But at the very least, I can't solve all the complex like philosophical and relationship problems you guys are going to have. You should be getting paid as individuals.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Maybe, I don't know, I'm completely agreeing with you, Ben, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, if that was the case, would I rather have a different kind of job? You know, like...
jobs for conjoined twins, list them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if we're only getting paid for one person, I would rather like work behind the counter at a 7-Eleven on the night shift where I don't have to talk to anyone or do anything. If I'm only getting half the money,
yeah,
I'd rather something where I'm not being charged with like helping people's children learn and develop. You know, like teachers already don't get paid enough.
Yeah,
now you're like getting half of a teacher's salary.
You couldn't feasibly tap out. Like, as one of the twins.
With kids like, there.
Yeah, if a kid, like, walked up and was like, oh, I cut my finger, I need a Band-Aid. You can't just
I'm
be
not
like,
working
fuck
today.
Off, I'm not working.
Jeremy.
Get fucked, Jeremy. Fuck you want Abby. I'm not in today, okay? It's kind of mandatory for you to be like, to put on a pleasant face, to do the emotional labor.
Yes.
Of being a school teacher.
Jeremy, when you see me wearing my Philadelphia Flyers hat, I am not working.
I am watching the game.
We've discussed the hat system. Why do you think I have an iPad 4 inches away from my face, blocking out the children?
Brittany's on her iPad all day.
Would you like me to wear a shroud all day? Would you like to put a little blanket over the top of my head like I'm a bird in a cage so we can all pretend I'm asleep in here? It's not going to happen, Jeremy.
Let Brittany use her iPad.
Look at the hat. Read my body language.
And you know what? Let's get rid of Jeremy. I'm sick of that kid. His attitude sucks.
Jeremy,
get
out of here. You're out of here. Apparently, there's only one teacher in here, so we're over capacity for students. Get the fuck out of here.
Go outside and kick rocks, Jeremy, you little shit. So that's something I just felt that we needed to discuss.
It felt more that you were captured by it. Really.
I don't want to say tickled, outraged. I'm going to get a shirt. Fuck you, pay them both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get them money. Money for conjoined twins. Double money for double person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just the regular amount of money.
One brain, one salary.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
I don't think we should be doing it based on how many feet they have.
We don't have conjoined twins where there's like one brain, right?
No.
No, I don't
that's,
think so.
That's just one person with too many body parts.
Yeah, that's one person with two bodies.
That's obvious. That's obvious.
That's one salary.
They get one salary. Definitely.
I don't care how many feet you have. You get one salary.
We actually pay you more because you've got like extra hands for dusting like blackboard dusters and writing stuff at the same time, hitting Jeremy.
Yeah.
You could be doing it all at once.
He's so good at drumming. Get that guy on the skids and tubs.
So good at Call of Duty.
That was something we should chat about. Another thing that we should chat about and do chat about pretty often is what the fuck is happening in the Netherlands. It's time for Netherlands Corner.
Everybody, I'm from Holland. Isn't that weird?
It's weird as fuck. This comes to us from the NL Times. Supermarket Dirk.
Yep.
Equipping staff with body cams. Privacy watchdog concerned. Grrr. That's the watchdog.
Yeah.
Supermarket Dirk.
Was he trilling? Is that dog trill?
And is Supermarket Dirk a man or is the supermarket called Dirk?
Oh, you've never heard of Supermarket Dirk?
Supermarket
Dirk?
Sort of
like a local superhero. Dirk is a very large chain, a large-ish chain of Dutch supermarkets.
That's...
Shopping at Dirk.
Yeah.
Don't. Going popping
down
the
Dirk.
Yeah.
Remember how like marketing goes through all those cycles of like, oh, every company or product is going to have like a lowercase I on the front of it or... Or, I don't know, I feel like there was a little while there where it was like, we're going to call our service like Dave.
I knew you were thinking about Dave.
Yeah. Stan. What was that? Dave was like a TV channel, wasn't it?
It is currently a TV channel in the UK, I believe. Dave.
Stan.
Yeah. Stan. We got Stan over here.
Cut it out.
They got Craig in America.
They got Craig.
Oh, Craig just plays nothing but golden oldies.
Oh.
The 24 hour. It's Happy Days.
Listening to Craig.
Flipping over to Craig. Oh, it's Happy Days again.
I only watch Craig.
Yeah. Oh, we're a Craig household. We actually switched it to Craig and then cut our TV remote in half with a hacksaw.
Got Craig on the radio, going down to Dirk, coming home for some Stan. Fuck off. Sorry.
Anyway. Have a real name.
You are on blast, world.
This is really marketing, people. You went and you did a degree and then you said, what if we called it a name?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What if we called the product or service a name? Supermarket Dirk van den Broek will equip employees with body cameras. I like that the supermarket has a full name.
Like a man's name.
Okay, so it's not called that anymore.
It's just Dirk now?
Yeah, it's just Dirk now.
Kind
it's
of a Ruth's Chris situation.
Drop the van den Broek. It's cleaner.
We've all known you for long enough now, Mr. van den Broek, talking like to the supermarket, like it's a guy.
Hey, call me Dirk.
You know, we've known each other long enough now.
It's like Dan Murphy's is always trying to brand themselves as Dan's.
Dan.
Pop down to Dan's.
Pop down to Dan's. You're not a man.
Yeah. Mr. Murphy, I call him because I was raised right.
Yeah. Hmm.
The small portable cameras can be used in tense or threatening situations and should prevent unsafe incidents in stores. The Dutch Data Protection Authorities, AP, finds the measure worrying and has asked the supermarket chain for clarification. According to the supermarket, the body cam on the shop floor differs from the standard body cams used by police and NS. What's NS?
No idea.
There, the camera records images that can later be used as evidence in court. The body cam Dirk van den Broek will use is a small camera with a screen on, which misbehaving customers will see themselves.
Oh, so like the self-checkout where it's like meant to deter you because you can see yourself stealing?
It sounds
cool
to me.
Shoplifting.
Is it meant to just make you aware that you're on camera by seeing that there's a camera recording? Like specifically the self-checkout one.
I think it's meant to make you go, oh, they have my identity. They've captured part of my soul.
Because it's not like I would like look up and see myself putting a nice tomato through as an onion and be like, is this what I've become?
Is this the man you want to see in the mirror?
Will I be able to face my forefathers proudly in Valhalla after seeing myself do this?
Yeah.
No.
I don't care.
Niflheim or whatever.
Yeah, they're also just taking pictures of the shit you're doing, so it's not like they're just relying on the guilt factor.
There's already CCTV in the supermarket.
Yeah. This one's funny, though, of just being like someone's being shirty at you.
Can you see what you look like right now?
This is you. You look like these.
It sounds like they could have saved a lot of money on the rollout by giving all their staff just a hand mirror.
Yeah, like mirrors.
Yeah.
Just, why don't you strap a mirror to every Dirk employee?
Little mirror, and then somebody starts in, you go, you like how you look right now?
Give Dirk employees a gun.
Yeah, give them a gun and a mirror. It's a two-step process.
Dirk workers.
Sir, you are coating my mirror in spittle. Please, please calm down.
The mirror is not working. Okay. Click, click.
If a difficult customer threatens to create an unsafe situation, doing a little precog stuff here, huh?
Yeah.
Let's wait till they get to the unsafe situation, you know? The employee can turn on the body cam and confront the customer with the images. Do you see?
So it's just a mirror.
It's a mirror. They're putting mirrors on them. Oh, it's so funny. It's like the idea of they're like, They're satirizing the customers. They're holding up a Funhouse mirror to their behavior, except it's a normal mirror. It's just...
It's like when a baby's having a tantrum and you just start going...
And they stop and go, what the fuck?
What are you doing? That looks so crazy.
You look stupid.
You look like an idiot. I'm the idiot.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I just learned my first thing. Yeah. I'm saying. Storing that one. Storing that one for later. I'm sure... Giant woman mocking me as my first formative experience. That's not gonna. It's not gonna do anything.
Just going through your first installation in your mind palace. I mean, like, do I put this one to come up in 10 years or 20 years? Let's say 20. Let's see. Let's see how that emerges.
I'm gonna set this one to come up after I get married.
Yeah.
Honey.
After my first divorce.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about being rude to me?
Now forgive my ignorance. Do Dutch people know about mirrors? Do they have mirrors?
Have they got those over there?
Yeah. Are they illegal maybe? Are these people being shown their visage for the first time?
Yeah.
They're falling backwards over themselves, knocking stuff off the shelves in their rush to escape.
Who's that?
Ghostly apparition.
He's trying to attack the mirror, punching it. Get out of here.
You have conjured a doppelganger.
This creature is evil. Back away, reverse man.
I do not see the light of a soul in his eyes. Running for the door. And if that's the case, they don't have mirrors. Good innovation here. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. They went the long way around to mirrors. Had to wait for the develop of like microchips, optics, all that stuff.
Going to a job interview and you've got to go down the dirk and fuck with a staff member just to kind of see how your hair is. I'm going to create an unsafe environment. Yeah, there we go.
Feeling the beach. You look stupid. Thank you very much.
According to Dirk, again, not a person.
Not a man, yeah.
Talking about Dirk like he's a guy that we're having a conversation with.
Yeah. This podcast is between five people. Us three, the listener, and Dirk.
And Dirk.
The supermarket.
The supermarket.
I don't like having a conversation with Dirk after I've like gone inside of him.
Mm.
You know?
I actually think it's very nice. I feel closer to him than I ever have before.
Warm in there. What kind of stuff they got at the deli in Dirk?
Oh.
According to Dirk, experiences in the industry show that this can have a de-escalating effect. Yeah, people just they're talking and yelling, and then just they start going, oh, wait a minute, tracking their own hand movement.
Yeah,
back
they
and
do
forth.
The duck soup
oh.
thing.
Oh.
Oh.
As with other cameras in the store, images and sound are only stored and used when necessary, the supermarket said. Dirk already tested the body cams last year. The company will start using the cameras in 40 stores.
Wow.
Quote, we have always used camera surveillance in the stores for prevention, said director Dirk Vandenbroek.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh. No, wait. No. Dirk Vandenbroek is dead.
So who's this imposter?
Do they mean the director of
Dirk? I think they mean the director of, whose name is Marcel.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't mention him by name. But I was like, oh, wait, okay, so there is a Dirk Vandenbroek. No, he died pretty recently, 2014 or something. Yeah, there is no. And then I was like, oh, my God, his son took over and his son's name is also Dirk Vandenbroek? Junior? It's not, no.
Please.
His son's name is... I think Marcel might be his... No. Is he? No.
I'm Please. On the Dirk
Dirk
website.
Vandenbroek is my father and also my supermarket.
What could any of this mean? Dirk, de good koops de supermarket van Nederland. We've got some menus. Winkles.
Ooh.
Oh.
Can I get a six-pack of Winkles?
Boot shopping. And canned scoop cheese.
And I think that's normal. I think
your
that's normal.
Your language is silly.
It's an okay way to be. That's right. All kinds of people can listen to this show. Conjoined twins, the Dutch. We love you all.
Just to clarify, sorry, Marcel Huizing is not the son of Dirk Vandenbroek, but he is the son of a Dirk Vandenbroek manager. So like a supermarket manager. So he's still grandfathered in, but not to that extent.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea who my father is? He's the manager of the local Dirk.
He manages a Dirk in Osdorp. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be paying the speeding ticket, officer.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. Maybe you haven't heard about me yet.
In Osdorp. I'm mostly a big deal in Osdorp at the moment.
Oh, what's that, officer? You're insisting that I do have to pay the speeding fine? Well, look at your face right here on my chest.
Oh, sorry. I just read the personal info section of his Wikipedia.
He's got Wikipedia?
He's married and has two children. He does CrossFit.
Oh.
Nice.
Let me tell That's you, it. If you want a fun time, just go on the Dutch supermarket catalog page.
Yeah. Say some of the words to yourself.
It's just there's a picture of like what seems to be like an apple turnover, and it says apple flap.
They are a beautiful
And that's
people.
Just fun. That's fun.
Just rocking with it, you know? For us, the body cameras are an addition to the workplace to quickly de-escalate threatening situations because every incident is one too many for our colleagues and customers. You know what?
Yeah.
They're not wrong.
Like, why are people Protect doing your that? Staff. Have you noticed like every supermarket has those posters at the front now? That's like, please
stop
don't
yelling.
Stop at yelling people. At our staff. Yeah.
Definitely there was a huge uptick in yelling during the pandemic.
But it seems
I don't know
to
if people are still yelling.
Are people still doing that?
Did we keep yelling? Because we shouldn't have.
I think there is certainly a segment of the populace for whom yelling was unlocked by the pandemic. People who said, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that just manifested in like insisting that no one can ever tell you that something should happen.
Yeah.
Or also to please stop doing something. It's like people still getting mad about people wearing masks.
That
like,
one's really
Yeah, like getting
weird.
Mad about
it's
somebody
like
else
people.
Wearing a mask.
It's like fucking six people, you know? Who are they bothering? Leave them in peace.
Sorry, I'm still trying to find the...
The
hip flask thing.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still looking at Dutch groceries.
It has been 33 minutes. Do you find
it? I found it. Maybe. No. Yes. No. Maybe. Departed
Great
Spirits.
Radio. Great
this
radio.
This is podcasting.
Here
it's
on
Departed
Triple
Spirits
J.
Is the name of the brand.
Departed Spirits. Like, Departed like
Spirits.
The dead.
Give me
That's
a picture
really
and
fun.
I will faithfully describe it for... our listeners. Okay.
It's, I mean, it is essentially what I was describing.
It just sounds very specific.
Yeah.
Like, this might just be a
thing
you
have to understand I was getting a lot of ads. Like, a lot.
All right. I am going to take issue, Ben.
Yes.
On a really fundamental level with what you've described.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that these are intended as hip flasks. They seem to just be packaging.
No, it's
alcohol.
In the shape of a hip flask. Look at that. It's definitely in the shape of a hip flask.
I mean, it's 500 mils of gin. It's just I think they're selling gin in a thing that is like, you know those, have you seen those water bottles that are like to go in your purse?
The ones that are like A3,
kind of not your purse,
A4
your handbag
pieces
or whatever.
Of paper
The flat ones.
All of their ads show people like holding them and drinking from them. They're sort of positioning themselves as like a mobile beverage solution for the active person.
The website open from thebrandidentity.com.
Fucking, all right.
So what, I'm going to describe, can I describe this?
I just want to quickly, just I'm so validated here. I have posted a photo of this in our chat. And Theo, who is not on this episode and has not heard any of what we've been saying, has just said, sipping on that thinner. Because he knows it looks like paint thinner.
It does look like paint thinner.
It does.
You're right.
It does. Thank you. Okay, maybe, Ben, and Lucy's about to answer this for us, but maybe can we split the difference and say it is certainly shaped like a, you know, roughly the shape. Although you're not getting 500 milliliters in a fucking hip flask.
No, it's
hip flasks are not that big. This is much bigger than a hip flask.
Mm.
But so even if it's like in that sort of shape, I do not think they are intended to be refilled and reused.
Oh, you're not reusing it. No.
Well, that's fundamental to the nature of a hip flask.
All your questions, though.
Okay.
Yes, please.
The utilitarian flask with its pocketable design is also a rebellion in its own way.
I'm going to put a fucking gun in my mouth.
Moving away from the out-of-the-box glass forms that dominate the craft spirit market, the smash-proof tin plate flasks underscore the label's anti-craft agenda while becoming the perfect canvas for the light-handed branding. With the brand name on one end and the details of the variant on the other, the design takes cues from 1950s NASA branding, resulting in a unique tension between feeling utilitarian and at the same time futuristic.
It's so cool to be like, we're an anti-brand brand.
Yeah. Moving away from the glass forms that dominate the craft spirit market.
You mean, are you trying to say a bottle? Are you trying to say a bottle?
You're saying bottle.
Now, this is probably the most advertising.
Marketing guys all sitting around and going, I just can't remember the fucking name for it.
It looks like a paint thinner thing.
Fuck.
Four guys in a room. Fuck. I shouldn't have done 5 grams of cocaine last night. Fuck.
Don't buy this, all right? Like, we've talked about it so much now. I'm going to bleep out the name of the brand in post.
No, you spent so long finding it. People need to see what you're talking about.
I don't want them to get an inch more notoriety.
And how much do these cost?
Oh, I bet they're spenny. I bet they're spenno.
Who the fuck is, who's tooling around? You know what I always...
Get fucked.
The thing that I always found the fundamental problem with the hip flask model, right?
As an economist.
As a person who has sometimes carted around a hip flask so that he may become drunker still, wherever he is that if you are actually carrying one on you and you're out for the night, your body heat is bringing that shit up to above tepid. Like, in a pocket, if it's in contact with your person, and like this shit, a thing of like green apple vodka, come the fuck on for a start. But also, nothing like just sneaking a nice sip of my hot green apple vodka.
Yes.
Which is 60 was it sold out was $65 for 500 mils.
Get
500 mils. Fuck off.
Hey, this is a tip.
ABV 35%.
Tip for young players. If you're a 20-year-old and you go to house parties and stuff and you're like, oh, I don't know what the fridge situation is there. I don't know what the esky situation is going to be. You get a hip flask. You fill it up with, let's say, Southern Comfort, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam or something.
Mm-hmm.
You take 2 to 3 tallies of Cooper's Best Extra Stout. The hip flask, that's for later on.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, while the tallies of Cooper's Best Extra Stout are still cold, you just carry them and you just smash them real quick.
Yep.
And then the rest of the night, you just hold the flask. You've already got a good buzz going. You don't have to worry about keeping the flask cold. And also, people are like, who's this dope dude over there? He's just sipping out of it.
Cool.
He's like a really cool guy.
Wow, his flask seems to kind of harken back to NASA branding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't get this fucking shit. Get a cheap hip flask from one of those key engraving or whatever places.
That also sells belt buckles.
Get something funny engraved on it while you're there.
Yes.
Also, if they're selling this shit in these tins and is there a third variant? Pineapple agave. Jesus Christ. Pineapple tequila. Come the fuck on now. Is that what's happening?
I'll try it. I'll give that a taste. Not from this brand.
I'm just saying that like this is going to be the most white labeled dog shit alcohol that they are pouring some flavor into and then jacking into these things. Like this is like that shit where people go like, oh, I'm gonna make my own business, and their business is buying like hundreds of very large cans of olive oil and putting it into their own bottles and then putting a funky label on them and saying, hey, check out this cool olive oil.
Oh, this fucking sucks piss. Founded in 2023, Departed Spirits was set up to make premium spirits fun. That means serious spirits in very unserious flavors.
Shut up!
Spirits made for drinking, not quaffing, sipping, or spitting.
What do you mean spitting?
What are you fucking talking about?
Why wouldn't I sip it?
Why wouldn't I sip it if it's nice? Why wouldn't I quaff it if it's nice? Why are you telling me at what speed to drink your fucking shitty drinks?
You want me to chug your drinks? That doesn't make them sound good.
Why are you saying these are made for drinking, not a bunch of other words for drinking?
Yeah, except for spitting.
Why are you...
Did an AI write that?
This is Oh my god. Surgical grade stainless steel for precise drinking operations.
Does it really say that?
Yeah, it does. You people are dogs.
Surgical grade stainless steel in the sense that both this and surgical equipment is made from stainless steel. Yeah. And that's it?
I hate this.
I love
this. This is actually the same kind of stainless steel they made the Moonlander out of.
You can kind of take off half of this.
It is 100% less breakable than glass.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
I don't think that's how maths works at all.
Don't think so.
Hey, marketing people being the most annoying fucking people on God's green earth. That's nothing to report. It's time for the Nothing to Report report.
It's the Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report report. What happened? Nothing. Shh. So you should mind your fucking business. It's the
Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report report.
This is from KSNW in Kansas.
The snow. The K-snow.
Man in Sim Park was cutting dog's hair, not skinning them, WPD says.
Glad we settled that.
That's a relief.
Christ.
Truly. Now, those two things, as far as I understand it, very similar. It's so hard to tell the difference nowadays.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, between like cutting a dog's hair and taking all the skin off its body.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're at a distance, basically the same thing.
I remember watching Predator 2 and thinking, what's so bad about this guy? He's just taking a little off the top. Why is everyone so mad at him?
He's just giving the people of New York? Where is he?
It's
in
LA
Predator
in
two?
The second one. Yeah, it's LA.
He's giving the people of LA beautiful haircuts.
But here's the thing. They didn't want them.
Yeah. That's which is also bad. Part. You can't give a haircut to a person who doesn't want a haircut.
Yeah.
Rawr, this looks good on my planet.
He's giving all the white people dreadlocks for one.
Yeah, yeah.
Please don't.
Oh, short top and long sides? Gotcha.
Giving you the Devon Townsend. I hope you enjoy this. The Wichita Police Department said they haven't found any evidence to support animal abuse allegations in Riverside after the community raised concerns from a video posted online.
Hold on, Ben. The Predator does have the Devon Townsend.
He does, doesn't he? He's got
he does. He's smooth on top and he's got his little dreads on the side and the back.
I guess he does.
The best of both worlds.
Huh. Sorry, go on.
A news release from WPD said on April 20th, 420, smoke up. Officers were following up on the report of alleged animal abuse at Sim Park. While there, they identified the individual who was videoed. WPD said the individual was, quote, extremely cooperative and explained to officers that he used the location to trim his dog's hair. This guy's just giving his dog a haircut in a public park, minding his own business. He's probably a little buzzed. He's probably had a little sneaky J when he woke up.
It's not like a great place
like three beers and then cutting your dog's hair.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, I'm like buzzed on weed.
Because it's 420.
He and the dog's getting buzzed from the haircut. That's a great place to shave your dog. Yeah, thank you.
Why?
You don't have to clean up the hair later.
Yeah. Nature will take care of it. The birds
Nature
will eat
takes
it or
care
something.
Of it. The birds will eat it.
Yeah.
You'd think if someone was like skinning dogs, there'd be, I don't know, like...
evidence.
Hey, I'll say this right off the bat. I am no skinning dogs expert, but I would have thought there maybe be like a lot of blood.
Yeah.
The sounds of dogs being killed, flayed, if you will, and maybe a bunch of skin and blood and hair around.
And so it's just hair.
I would have thought that might be on the video even.
Yeah. WPD said officers were able to confirm that no dogs or animals were harmed at any time and have physically checked the individual's animals to confirm their health and haircut.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Yeah. Oh, this
looks
is a trimmed dog.
It looks good. No, it's fine.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. Looks good. Yeah.
You've given him like the lion cut. It was interesting. I wouldn't do it for my dog, but it looks pretty decent. You've done a good job of it.
I think the colouring was unnecessary, but it's not illegal.
Quote, at this time, we have not found any evidence to support the allegations that this individual was skinning dogs or harming them in any way at any time. If someone had my name in a press release where he said we couldn't find any evidence that they weren't skinning dogs at that time, I would be so mad. Like, just say, this guy's probably never skinned a dog.
Yeah, there's no reason to believe that he's skinning dogs.
There's literally no reason to think that this guy was ever skinning dogs. And you know what? We're not even going to put a press release out. Because this is only just putting in people's minds the idea that this guy skins dogs.
Instead of saying, we couldn't find enough evidence to put him away for skinning dogs this time.
He got off on a dog skinning technicality.
It's like technically true, but don't say it like that.
This is the fucking, this police report is the not involved in human trafficking shirt tweet. Is what they've done to him. He's like, no. We can't prove this guy was skinning dogs.
Can't prove that he never has.
What do you mean by that?
Imagine like they invite you to the press conference and you get up there with them and they say, we are unable to gather enough evidence to secure a conviction for skinning dogs at this time.
Yeah.
For this man, they say.
And we're putting this out on national TV to make everyone know that this time we didn't get him for skinning dogs.
But if you do see this man and you have a dog on you, hold him close.
Yeah, just in case. We don't know. Can't prove it at this time. Hey, skinning dogs? Probably a crime. It's time for Crime Watch. This comes to us from KOCO.
Nikoko.
Nikoko.
Thieves nab $30,000 worth of snow crab in Philadelphia heist, police say.
Yum, yum, yum.
That's a lot of crab.
Or is it not a lot of crab? I don't know how much snow crab costs per kilo, personally.
You know what? You're right. I'm assuming that's a lot of crab. Maybe it's like saffron. Maybe that's like two crabs.
Yeah.
Maybe the crabs are really big. Maybe it's one really big snow crab.
Now we're talking.
The problem is, of course, you can't get it. You can't get $30,000 worth of crab into the fridge, and you are now in a race against time.
Yeah, that's true.
You're trying
to
eat.
If you have like a garage fridge, that's not going to be enough.
Yep. Crab for breakfast, crab for lunch.
You're going to get sick of snow crab at some point.
Oh, God, I'd kill for any other kind of crab at this point.
3 days in, I'm starting to wish I didn't steal $30,000 worth of snow crab.
My one regret, stealing $30,000 worth of snow crab.
For myself, not to sell. For my
own
enjoyment.
A wider community. But also, I don't trust anyone. That's what this life of crime has driven me to. If I was a normal member of society, I would put on Facebook, snow crab bake.
I might even say free snow crab.
Yeah. Come on down. Bring a cooler. Grab some snow crab.
Got to put this snow crab on buy, sell, swap. See if I can get like a blacklight poster
get
for
some
it.
Trades. Yeah.
Yes. I would trade a compact car for $30,000 worth of snow crab.
The irony is that if you had some friends, you know, if you hadn't been driven by this life of crime, into isolation, you could share the crab with your friends.
Can you imagine the snow crab spaghetti dinner that you could have for like everyone on your street? Have a street party. Close the street off.
Have a crab bake on your street.
Oh, my God. Guys, come on. From 3 p.m., we're closing the street. Kids can ride their bikes. There's not going to be any traffic. We'll get a couple of grills going. We'll get some music going.
Yes. You're the crab clown.
Craig does homebrew. Craig, why don't you bring that homebrew out? I know that you make more than you can drink.
Mm-hmm,
come on. Mm-hmm. We'll crack open a few homebrews and we'll have
a crab bake. We're having a crab
spaghetti, some snow crab bake, a little snow crab dessert.
Yeah.
That'd be a perfect afternoon. But instead,
crab soufflé.
You're so scared that the cops are going to find out. You're not telling anyone. You're sitting on $30,000 of hot snow crab.
Yeah. Well, and that would be the saddest possible way for it to go, is that you do have your crab street party.
Yeah.
You're playing Under the Sea over the hi-fi. Everybody laughs.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a good bag. He slipped it in amongst some yacht rock. Everyone's going, wait a second.
He's singing Craig, about his friends.
You do this, Craig?
Yep. And then like, you know, it's the afternoon. The sun's going down. Beautiful pink hues in the sky. Everybody's just kind of sitting back, belly full, fit to burst of snow crab.
Yeah. Mm.
Everybody's had like 3 or 4 lagers, you know, a little tinny.
You're watching the game. You're watching the Phillies game.
You draped a white sheet over the front of the Robertson's house.
Mm-hmm.
You got a projector going. You're watching the big game. Oh my God, you're in heaven.
Your neighbor Tony said, I've actually got a projector. It works pretty good outdoors. And you go, Tony, you go get that thing. You go get that thing right now.
Yeah, I get it.
And then, you know, just as you're all sitting there, you're all sitting there. The Seattle Mariners hit a pop-up fly. They're just about to catch it. And then the cops are there. We want to talk to you about this crab. How's it going to feel to everybody in your neighborhood? They were having the best block party that they've ever had. Not just the best they can remember, the best they've ever had. And the day is ruined at the end by you being carted away in front of all the kids, crying, pissing
your pants.
In front
of your kids?
Yeah.
All the kids, all the neighborhood kids, and everybody has to sit there knowing they got a belly full of stolen crab.
Yeah.
They've been
betrayed. I bet it doesn't taste so good now, does it? Now that you know that it was illegal.
I gotta get this out of me.
That was blood crab. Yeah, I'll never forget the night of the blood crab.
Don't talk to me about that. I can't.
Didn't you guys go to like a street party or something? No, I never did.
I
wasn't there. If I was there, I would
have. I'm allergic to shellfish, actually. Yeah.
Allergic to specifically snow crab eaten with friends. I don't do that.
I was actually at that game. I was at that Flyers game.
I was at the game. And,
Bottom
of the ninth, I was there.
Yeah. Top of the eighth, I was there as well. Yeah. I was there for the whole thing.
Bottom of the seventh.
Bottom of the fifth. There too.
I was there for the middle of the fourth. And that's why, I mean, if I was here, it wouldn't have gone down like that, okay? Doing the Mark Wahlberg 9/11 thing, but for this crab party, if I was there, it wouldn't have gone down like that. I would have put a stop to it. As soon as he came out, I would have been like, hold up. I've just seen the news. Where'd this fucking crab come from? Stolen crab into my kid's mouth? Slapping it out of his hand. The crab still wriggling around on the sidewalk.
Where'd you get it? You get it at Kroger? Got that crab at Kroger?
How many pounds of snow crab did you say you got? And what's the price per pound of snow crab at the moment?
Huh. Kroger or Publix? How much? How much per kilo? How much per pound?
What would you say is the street value of this crab?
How many gallons of crab was this?
Piggly
Wiggly? Quarts?
You get that at Piggly Wiggly?
Oh, they're getting that Piggly Wiggly for sure in Philadelphia. I think they got Kroger in Philadelphia, right? Wawa. They got the Wawa.
You got the crab at Wawa?
Wawa. This is Wawa snow crab. I got a couple of 100 pounds of snow crab at Wawa for my friends. Okay?
You didn't say Wawa? The Wawa special snow crab?
People steal snow crab all the time. Just because I have snow crab doesn't mean it's stolen snow crab.
Hey, look, okay? either you were responsible for that snow crab heist that's all over the news, or you got together and you just got hundreds of people's free Easter snow crab vouchers.
That's probably what it was.
Cashed them all in at once. And you expect me to believe that? You expect me to believe everybody out there traded in their points and got you a free Easter snow crab just out of the goodness of their hearts.
And that you should do that. If you're living in Philly and you've got enough points to get your free Easter snow crab, throw a snow crab street party.
Yeah. Don't keep it to yourself.
Lazy Sunday? Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening? Everyone's crab in bed
bake?
By 9?
Bottom of the ninth crab bake?
Bottom of the ninth crab bake for everyone. Top of the eighth, crab spaghetti.
Philly wins! Philly wins! All these crab legs flying up in the air. Woo!
Oh, we sure showed the Mariners. We've been studying America for so long, it's like we're almost Americans.
Oh, yeah. It's like we're there. It's like we're there. We're like, we're a lot like criminal profilers of the TV shows of the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we can fully inhabit the mind of the American at this
point.
Yeah,
I'm kind of the Spencer Reid of the show.
I'm sort of the autism. Will, whatever his name is, of Hannibal. Willie fuck Hannibal? Maybe.
Will Graham? Will
Very
Graham?
Intense. Will Graham. Yeah, Will Graham. Grimes. An investigation is underway after... That was the headline, by the way. That's how far we got into that.
Literally zero sentences into the story.
An investigation is underway after thousands of dollars worth of snow crab was stolen from a Freightliner truck in Philadelphia last week.
Should have left the keys in it.
It happened outside of Walmart in the Philadelphia Mills shopping center. WPVI reports the truck driver was assaulted as he tried to stop the thieves.
That's insured.
Come
you know,
on.
That's the company's crab. He knows
that's
to be
the
responsible
company's
for that.
Crab. Yeah. You don't have to defend the crab. If anyone anywhere is trying to steal something from your work, walk away.
Stand
Just
back,
walk
hold
away.
Your hands
it's
up,
not
you say
your problem.
No crab off my nose, you know?
Crab
Stop
not
coming
important.
Out of my paycheck.
Only life important.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
The suspects made off with crabs from a refrigerated trailer. Quote, it was Grandpa Harvey's snow crabs.
Poor Grandpa Harvey.
Grandpa
Harvey's
He was going to have a snow crab back.
Now, despite my ability to inhabit the American mind...
I'm familiar with
Is
Grandpa
this a brand?
Harvey's snow crabs. I believe it's a brand.
It's got to be a brand.
Or
it wasn't just Grandpa's
Grandpa Harvey's like a very
crab.
Well-known local figure
local
in Philadelphia.
Fisherman.
But you put Grandpa Harvey snow crab into Google and you're getting all this story.
Yeah, right. Do you reckon this is like, you know, in mob movies where low-level criminals try and rob like a mob-owned poker game or a bank or something? The truck driver's being like, do you know whose snow crab this is? Do you know what the fuck you're doing? This is Grandpa Harvey's snow crabs. You're dead. You're a dead man.
Good luck looking over your shoulder for the rest of your fucking life, never knowing when Grandpa Harvey's going to catch up with you. The problem, Ben, is that in the article that you have here, Grandpa, it says what does it say? Grandpa Harvey. But then I'm looking at Premium Seafoods Group's website about the products that they sell, and they've got theirs listed as Grandpa Harvey.
Grandpa.
Grandpa. Americans
Harvey.
Be saying grandpa.
And that
grandpa.
Seems
What's
to
that
be
about?
Finding us more. It's a lot of seafood companies that are selling Grandpa Harvey brand Atlantic snow crab. Processed and packed at PSG's Canadian facility using high quality Atlantic
got
snow crab.
Got a price per pound on that?
Yeah, you got a PPP.
Got a PPP on that?
Got a PPP on that snow crab? Can we get a PPP on that snow crab, Mark?
Mark? PPP on the snow crab?
Last week's PPP, snow crab, Philadelphia, Walmart.
Wow, they really be shipping their stuff all over the world. Well, it seems like Grandpa Harvey is the wholesaler, so they're going to cut this crab before, you know, distributing it on the street.
Yeah, absolutely. That won't be pure snow crab.
No, well, that's how it eventually turns into seafood extender, I think. It's when you've chopped up the crab enough, you know?
It was Grandpa Harvey's snow crabs, like two pallets, approximately 100 boxes. It was valued at $30,000, Captain Jack Ryan of the Philadelphia Police Department said.
Now, we are talking about the main character from The Hunt for Red October. Yep.
And the sum of all fears. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is the
Clear
CIA
and present danger.
Jack Ryan.
Patriot Games.
Police said there were up to 12 people and four vehicles involved in the heist.
Really? Because I was wondering how you're getting two pallets.
Yeah. That's like... That's planning. That's a shitload of planning and organization. That's a big fucking crew.
That's bigger than the crew that they used in the movie Heat.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. That's bigger than Heat.
Damn, this crew is good.
This crew is good. Real good.
How much are you getting on this snow crab, you reckon? Like,
oh,
resale?
They're going to be selling it for like a quarter of the price. So what, you got 12 people selling like $7,000 of snow crab? Probably not going to sell it all before it goes bad.
Because, I mean, yeah, we're always joking about how, like, you know, cops get like a few grams of something and they go, this is worth $90,000 on the street.
Yeah.
And the reality is the complete opposite, right? Anything that you are stealing, you are selling for less than the value that it takes to buy from a legitimate outlet. Yeah. Oh, this crab fell off the back of a truck being driven by a man I was assaulting.
Yeah, and then I had to put it back in the truck because I stole the truck as well.
Mm. Oh, shit. I want that
like
truck.
If you're splitting $7,000 between 12 people, that's just, it's not going particularly far for a, like, for a heist where you've like beat up a truck driver.
Surely there is an aspect of this too where everybody's just taking a box of crab for themselves and giving a bit of crab to their neighbors.
Oh, you're taking
shit,
some,
you
know? Snow crab off the top for sure. Yeah, skim a little, like, snow crab.
Like, it'd be like if you jacked a truck full of cigarettes, right? You're having a couple of cartons.
Yeah, you're smoking them. Yeah,
I'm taking up smoking. If I ever hijack a cigarette truck, I am taking up smoking.
You'd be losing money by not smoking.
Yeah.
You're having a crab bake, like, if you're involved in this heist.
This is kind of what I'm thinking, though. If you're getting such a small amount of money from this,
and then,
like,
you'd have to do the work
of
reselling it.
I think they're doing this for the snow crab bake.
For the joy of the snow crab.
For the street party.
For the crab bake.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to accuse Grandpa Harvey. Do you think it's like an insurance scam?
Oh, so he's doing the snow crab bake, but he doesn't want to pay for it. So he's stolen it from himself. Then he's insured for it. So he's getting he's getting paid $30,000.
And then he gives the $7,000 to the crab thieves and they all get a little crab to take home. They all get invited to the crab bake, I think.
Oh, of course, they're going to the crab bake.
They're laughing together. Everybody's cheersing. Their cans of Coors Light cheering when the Phillies catch that pop-up fly.
Yeah. That's right. All the Mariners, it's the Mariners who hit the pop-up fly. Yep, the Phillies catching it.
No, the Mariners are crestfallen, to be clear.
Yeah, because they've lost in this situation.
Yep.
Philly won, and they won at the top of the ninth.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, the Mariners, you know, they're in the dugout, and they're really sad because they're like, we lose the game, no crab for us.
Yeah.
And how do they know about the crab? How do they know about the crab?
Everyone in the Phillies keeps talking about how they're going to a crab bake after this. I think this goes all the way to the top. Everybody's in on this. I think that game was fixed.
What is happening in the city of Philadelphia?
Unbelievable. If what we have surmised is true, and I think it is.
I think it is. I think it's safe to say that we can intuit things like this.
Yeah. You know? We've been studying Americans for a really long time.
We're sort of the Will Graham of podcasters.
Yeah, that's right. WPVI reports the driver was treated at the scene. The station reports that there have been several instances of major cargo thefts in the area of late. Police say if any truck drivers find themselves in a similar situation, the best advice is to not intervene and to call 911. Yeah. Don't fucking get in the way. They probably would have given you some fucking crab.
I'm just kind of picturing,
if you just let it happen, you know?
I am suddenly picturing Mads Mikkelsen's Hannibal Lecter, but he's got like the seafood bib on. I don't think that Hannibal Lecter would fuck with eating with a plastic bib on.
I don't think he would eat Grandpa Harvey's snow crabs. Like, he's getting more exotic seafood. And of course, he's also eating man.
He's eating the people too. Yeah.
He's eating people as well as better quality snow crab. Not to impugn Grandpa Harvey, but I think he's getting a better cut of fish.
It sounds like a great quality snow crab, but it is sad looking at the site, which lists, like, if you search for Grandpa Harvey snow crab, like I have done in the past, you will get, like, they're obviously some kind of wholesaler, and you get like all of the seafood markets around the world that say we're selling Grandpa Harvey's stuff. And yeah, like British place selling Canadian snow crab. I don't like to think about how far food is moving to get somewhere. That depresses me greatly.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. That's, it's a, huge that's a bad vibe. Think globally, eat snow crab locally.
Think globally, do local crab heists.
Yes. Yeah. Don't steal crab that's come from the other side of the world. Steal crab that came from your own backyard.
Yeah. If possible, rob a local fisherman at gunpoint.
That's right. Go down to the co-op and just sort of wave a Winchester around.
Mm-hmm. Rub a Wawa.
Get some barra for your family.
Rub the Wawa.
Yeah. Go down to the Wawa. Give me some GD snow crab.
Yeah.
Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. I definitely also have recorded a little audio tag before the theme song starts telling you this information, but we're doing a live show, which, yeah, you probably would have heard about at the start of the episode. But yeah, that's happening on June 15th at Newstead Brewing Co. Here in beautiful Brisbane. We have done a live show before. It was for about 30 people in Gympie. There were only three of us there. This time there will be all four of us. It is going to be substantially larger than that.
That's right, 35 people.
35, that's right. We did give our paid subscribers a little early taste at the tickets, but there's still enough there for the rest of you. It's going to be lots of fun. We're going to do basically just a regular episode, maybe a little bit longer, and then Andrew and I are going to play some records for a little while, I think, because we've got the venue for a couple of hours after the show finishes, so all of you guys can meet each other and be awkward at each other and shit. And we can drink some beers. I can have a delightful Newstead Brewing Co. Two to the Valley West Coast IPA. And I'm probably going to drink about 20 of those and then embarrass myself in front of everyone. It's my plan. Yeah. So that
no
should
cameras,
be good.
No cameras.
No cameras. No cameras. No filming. No photos. We will get a recording of the episode. Whether or not we release it to the public at large is yet to be seen. But I know that there are people that cannot feasibly make it to Brisbane, Queensland, who would probably want to hear that. So, you know, we'll have a think about it. But for now, buenavista.com/live. That'll take you to the ticket page. Yeah, stay safe out there. It's a crazy world. If someone tries to steal your snow crab, walk away. Ask for a taste and then walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's all yours.
It depends.
One box.
Am I coming to the crab bake?
Yeah. I heard you guys talking about a crab bake and you were all smiling and laughing. So like a sounds like it's going to be a really fun time. You guys seem like you have a great rapport with each other. Really easy chemistry. I feel like we got good chemistry right now, maybe. I don't know.
How about this? How about I tell my bosses that I didn't see anything or anyone, and you tell me where the crab bake is?
Yes.
Little tit for tat. Little quid pro quo.
Little crib for crab.
Little crib for crab.
We will see you next week, and we will see you on June 15th in Brisbane, Queensland. Milton, Brisbane, Queensland. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.